would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I'm still here. I don't know how much you're aware of news, current events, and things of that nature, but over the last few days, there's been a good bit of news. It's probably not covered well on, you know, the CNN, Fox News type groups, but I think it was Yahoo News, of all, who came out with a report, and several have followed up, where documentation was released where the CIA had made plans to do a variety of things in order to assassinate Julian Assange. And, you know, I thought about that. You know, this is, in a sense, it's no real surprise. It's just that here's just more information about it. There was one major figure, I don't know who he was, who said, you know, we don't have the death penalty, but so we have to assassinate him. And the reality is, planned him. And what I thought about is the comparison of Assange versus the CIA and me versus the institutional church. Because there are a number of things that you can see the comparison. Well, I guess it's been a year or so ago when I had the long email. There was a photo in there of Julian Assange while he was still at the Ecuadorian embassy holding his kids, because he has two kids. At that time, they were, I think it was a baby in his arms at the time. And of course, he's been denied that for years. Can I relate to that? Why, yes, I can. Then there's the isolation. You know, he is in solitary confinement. Again, he's in solitary confinement in a maximum security prison under no charge. It's the idea that we have laws and stuff. We're a republic. We're based on laws. We don't obey them. But, I mean, the UK and the US, the same thing. You may have laws, but if the government says, no, we're going to ignore those laws, they do it. So compare that to me versus the institutional church. And you'll find that, yes, there are laws of God. The institutional church, nah, no, they don't apply to us. And the other thing I thought about is the ability to communicate and the ability to make a defense. Assange is isolated. I remember the one time when a gentleman who works for the UN, he is the UN rapporteur on torture. And he does a lot of work looking at torture throughout the world. And he was given an arrangement to, I think it's for 1 hour or 2 hours, to visit Julian Assange face to face. And so he shows up at the prison. He was given the time, but they delayed him so that he only got 15 minutes out of the time allocated. He could not bring any paperwork. He could not record anything or do anything of that nature. It was just a face to face visit. No documentation. And of course, you know, every time Assange would go in or out, they would do things like strip search him. I mean, they would do that like several times a day. So, you know, the idea of not being able to make a defense, that's exactly what's happening to me. You know, I make a case obviously online and in voicemails, but it's shut down, it's ignored. When I go to pastors, you know, you think of a pastor, he's someone who's gone to seminary in order to learn the Bible, in order to be able to proclaim it and live it. If I was inclined for offensive language, this would be a good time to go through a huge list of it, wouldn't it? Because it doesn't happen. Chris Bitterman, Render Keynes, the new pastors at Meadowview and Covenant. What is the expression somebody used recently? Oh, yes, cold-hearted killers. It's exactly what it is. And of course, the same thing is true with the leadership. So you look at what's happening between Assange versus the CIA and me versus the institutional church. There's a whole lot of similarities, a whole lot of them. However, I'm sitting here with my windows open because I like the windows open. And more than likely, tomorrow morning, I'll be going out my front door and taking probably just a 4-mile walk. But I do that because I have that freedom to go out and walk. So that would be the big difference between Assange and me, is I can walk out my door and I'm outside. And if I want to go to the left, go to the right, go forward or backward, not a problem. You know, if I go out and I say, okay, I've changed my mind, I want to go this way instead of that way, I have the freedom to do that. He doesn't. And there's another difference. You know, I forget her name, but she's called his fiance. But, you know, obviously from a Christian perspective, it's his wife. She stands behind him. She publicly advocates for him. So I guess there is another difference between Assange and me, isn't there? He's loved. My lady, you're loved by me, your husband. And I want to reconcile with you. I love you.